Mayor John Tory. John, thank you so much for coming in today. I know it's a busy day.
It's a pleasure. Would you just tell Mr. McCowan that after all the years, when he treated me very fairly, I should say, when I was the commissioner of the Canadian Football League, that I've never, since those days, which was I finished being the commissioner, I think, in 2001, so it was 11, 12, you know, 13 years ago, I've never been back to sit in this studio, and here I come today, and he's not here. Maybe he arranged that.
Could part of the reason have been that you were on a competitor during that?
No, well, I was doing a bit of that. Yes,
are you friends with Gary? I just thought I'd throw that out.
Are
there.
You friends with Gary Bettman?
No.
Just curious. I know Bob, the longstanding beef.
It's gone. Anyway, it's good to be here with you two guys.
So,
whatever are we going to talk about?
Well, I was going to start off by talking about Subways.
How about them Blue Jays?
Yeah. Actually, the Pan Am Games are over. Before I hit you with the obligatory Olympic question, I just wanted to know your take on the Pan Am Games, how the city functioned, and what did you learn about Toronto?
Well, first of all, I will say this is not about what I learned about Toronto, but I mean, the athletes were marvelous. I mean, I went to see sports I'd never seen before on purpose. I mean, I went to see handball, and I just loved it. I mean, it was like a cross between sort of lacrosse and basketball, fast moving. It's a bit rough. I went to see BMX. I mean, it's a bit crazy, but I mean, it's kind of interesting to watch. So a number of things like that. Even just watching, you know, volleyball is not the way we played it in school. I mean,
it's
a very aggressive, fast-paced, fascinating. I went to the game yesterday between Brazil and Argentina, and I mean, it was just outstanding entertainment. So these athletes were great. Secondly, the city was great, and I learned that we could put on an event of this scale where you had tens of thousands of people volunteering, and they signed up, they were enthusiastic, they gave of their time, and they represented the city well. And thirdly, that even good old Toronto, where, you know, I would say that our sports crowds are, you know, pretty conservative. I mean, it takes a lot to get us on our feet, and I think we're that way about everything. But the city really got into this. I mean, there was a real buzz in the city that I've not seen. I've lived my whole life here, and I've not seen a buzz like this surrounding the sports and the festival. So, you know, I think on execution, athletes, volunteers, everybody, the police, the transit, I gave it a 9 out of 10 on Sportsnet earlier on, and I'm not backing away from my mark. I'm not even sure how we lost the 1 point.
Microphone?
Yeah. Mayor Tory, I think the multicultural aspect of Toronto really feeds into that. I heard David Amber on earlier and talking about all the flags of all the different nations depending on what event you're at. And I know Jeff's going to ask you this later, but any international competition here, and I learned this in 94 broadcasting the World Basketball Championships, Maple Leaf Gardens, we might as well have been in the middle of Athens on the first night when Canada played Greece. And I think that Toronto's multiculturalism lends itself to that.
It's true.
Especially,
I said this before the games, because I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, it's my job to be aware of these things, but we have very rapidly growing Colombian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, Mexican communities in Toronto. It's probably one of the most rapid growing set of communities, the sort of Hispanic and the Brazilian communities. And they were excited about the games. I kept running into them in the street. And when everybody else was, as I said, winning the gold medal for moaning and groaning, these people were kind of pumped. They were getting ready. And I made them promise to cheer for the Canadian team 25% of the time. But they were pumped that their team was coming. So I think you're right. I think that was a big contributor to this. And when you saw, like, I was at that Brazil-Argentina volleyball game.
Yeah.
The crowd was full of people wearing the colors of the two countries. I wouldn't have believed there were that many people. And there were lots of others who, you know, we're not of those two nationalities, but there were lots who were.
In conversation with Mayor John Tory on Primetime Sports. So our friend Marcelo Boo tells the CBC, and this probably isn't a great surprise, but essentially came out and said he is in favor of Toronto going after the Olympics, that he would use the full weight of his office to support it. You probably knew that this is where we were going. From the Pan Am Games.
I knew it's where he was going.
Okay.
In the sense that, you know, it's his job to sort of see if we can have a contender to bid on the Olympic Games. Not every time, because, of course, you can't be doing
that. But you didn't, when the Pan Am Games started, you didn't have somebody say, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have
During the games, people were repeatedly saying, well, look at Rio. You know, they had the Pan Am Games, and then right after that. And so, I knew it was going to be a discussion point. And I would just say now, frankly, that the discussion point should be taking place, or the discussion itself should be taking place, not, you know, they say you're not supposed to go shopping when you're hungry, grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Bingo.
So we should be getting the Parapan Games, which are going to be great too in terms of, talk about courageous athletes, get those games successfully behind us and do a good job on that, and then embark on a serious you know, program in the time available. It's short, but a serious program of analyzing the facts, both the facts of Pan Am and how it went, but also the facts of bidding. You know, there's all the history we've got of all the other cities mm-hmm. that have bid and all that's going on and all the new rules and whether they're for real. And also then, you know, is there going to be a net benefit to Toronto? The net benefit isn't just about feeling good. It's about sort of saying you got some other things done in the city that you might not otherwise have, and you contributed to the betterment of sports. I mean, I've had people giving me various opinions about the usefulness for Olympic purposes mm-hmm. of all the venues we built, because everybody says, oh, it's all done. It's all here. And then people say to me, don't think so. You know, so again, we've got to have answers to those questions. I'm not an expert, but we're going to have a rational, sensible, balanced discussion about it and come to an answer that we think is in the best interest of the city.
Can you do that before September 15th?
Well, we have no choice. I mean, you know, and no choice. And like, look, if they said to me we were having to submit our technical bid by September 15th, I'd say, right. Well, let's not bother having the discussion.
Right.
We don't have time. This is a letter that has to go in saying you would have the intention to bid. And I think we can have the basic core discussion on likely cost, likely net benefit, okay. things that would get done in the city, transit, housing, and so on. What is the usefulness of our facilities? There's an answer to that question. It's either they're useful or they're not. Dr. Back, I will tell you, when he was here, he visited with me in my office and encouraged us to bid. And he said to me, the rules have changed, the approach has changed. We now apply a lot of merit to temporary facilities people put up so they won't have to try and spend $30 or $40 or $50 billion. And I think he was a very sincere man. I think he knows those days are over. Like, they're not going to get anybody bidding anymore if you have to spend $30 or $40 or $20 billion and it's just, you know, money that you're expected to come up with. But you have to analyze all that and say, is it for real?
Is it worth $50 million? Sorry, is it worth $50 million just to... I mean, essentially, you're holding a place for yourself if you submit $50 million, right? The letter plus $50 million.
Well, no, the letter goes in with $150,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, $150,000.
Yeah, but then the next phase, which is the actual bid...
That's so the $50
million. Up to the day when they decide is $50
million. Okay.
Frankly, in 1996 in Toronto, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves in 1996, they had a means developed whereby most of that cost of the bid itself was sponsored by... private sector people.
Okay.
And again, I don't know if I mentioned them, but you know, part of this consultation has to include the public.
Mm-hmm.
The other governments in this country are key. I mean, if you don't have the federal and provincial governments backstopping you on something like this, any kind of a major project, whether it's transit or a sports event, I mean, you're probably not going to be able to do it. In fact, you shouldn't be doing it on the backs of property taxpayers. You've got business, you've got labor, you've got the sports organizations. So there are a lot of people to talk to, and you can get that talking done in a month between mid-August and mid-September.
To me, it sounds like Mr. Obu is putting his mouth where our money is.
Mr. Obu is an enthusiast.
Totally.
I introduced him at a thing on Saturday at Canada House, and I said, what we have here is a man with a low energy problem. You know, I mean, he's a great enthusiast, and you want to try and bottle that up. He believes in the athletes, and he believes in Canada, and he believes in the Olympic movement, but I have a different job to do. I'm not a cheerleader for the Olympic movement or for sports events in Toronto. I'd like to see more international sports events here. And I think our new facilities, they told me in the field hockey world, for example, we've never been able to have a field hockey competition here because we have no facility. Now right. we do. So these are all good things. But I have to sort of judge, well, are these facilities useful in the context of an Olympic bid or not?
Yeah. And you're talking to a diehard sports guy. And seeing as how Boston basically pulled out today, because their mayor was not willing to, you know, sign that check for an overage or, you know, any kind
and
of...
And their national government does not backstop.
Exactly. Maybe the guys can dig it up back there since Uberoth ran the 84. I mean, in 76, I don't know, are we finished paying for that one yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. 76. Yeah. It cost Montreal a lot. And then 8 years later, some guy runs it in LA and they make money.
And so, you know, not just looking at, the balance sheet and the income statement are important, but I had somebody making the case to me today that Barcelona was a city no one talked about before the Olympics came, and the Olympics caused the renewal of the city to happen. You know, that's the way human nature is. Mm-hmm. You need a deadline. The show must go on to get your transit built and get your city renewed. Now Barcelona is one of the five most talked about and visited cities in the world. It's seen as a powerhouse. So that's the case other people will make on the other
side,
which is there's a net benefit here to this investment in that it puts your city sort of truly into the ranks of global cities.
I guess my issue is for some of the things that we need, transportation, some of the infrastructure we need, I don't mind my tax dollars going toward that. I don't, because that's where they go.
Yeah.
I have friends come up from the States and go,
Well, you the issue really is poly.
You don't have to pay toll here on the road?
No, but the issue really is poly. For that infrastructure, do you almost have to have an event to force you to build it? Because otherwise people say, well, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that next year. We'll do that in 12 years. Whereas when you have a deadline.
You
know, the train to the airport we now got running. If you haven't used it, you should because it's terrific. But I mean, that train, I swear to you, would not be running today if the Pan Am hadn't happened. The neighborhood that's built on a piece of contaminated land downtown that's the Athletes Village that will turn into a brand new neighborhood would not be built on that contaminated land, which was like a white elephant. But we did Pan Am and it got done. So I'm not saying, again, that's not the reason by itself to do these things, but it's a contributing consideration as you say, okay, if we're actually going to get some transit built, which we desperately need to do, then if sports events or other kinds of events help us do that, that's something you got to take into account. Yeah. Part of the net benefit.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. I know we've just got you for a couple of minutes here that a lot of people are going to ask. This province has a huge deficit. I don't want to get into the politics of that. How can a province with a huge deficit get involved in an Olympic bid?
Well, I mean, I think that's a valid question they have to answer. You know, but again, if they thought it was going to be to the benefit of the Ontario economy in the end and not just the event itself, but all that goes with it. I mean, our job here is to make this province and this city and this country a place where people want to come and invest and create jobs. That's the key to our prosperity going forward. And if somebody felt, you know, a la Barcelona, that that really was, and they believed in their heart that not only would you get the transit and the housing built, but also you'd really put Toronto on the map as to a place where people want to come, I'd argue they're coming now. Global companies are coming because this city's got something going for it. Again, I think it has more to do with that diversity and how we live together and so on that people see.
That's a huge key.
You know, I talked to a lot of foreigners this past couple of weeks that were here, tourists, and they're blown away by this city. They think, we didn't know it was so big and it's so modern and it's so this and it's so that. And so we got a lot going for us. But, you know, I mean, that's a valid question, obviously, Jeff, that people are going to have to answer. I mean, in those two governments, when I call them, to say, well, look, I'm not, you know, if I'm talking about this or even thinking about it, it's got to be in partnership with you. And if they said, well, sorry, no luck, then it'll be a shorter discussion.
We appreciate you joining us. I know it's been a busy day. Congratulations on the Pan Am Games. They were ended.
Well, the congratulations belongs to TO 2015 and the athletes and the volunteers, not me. But I think it really was a success. And it, you know, whether we ever do anything more again of that nature, it was just great to do it and great to show we could and great to have people feeling good about their city, including those who visited.